You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So it's been kind of a slow week for tech, but that gives me a chance to do something I haven't been able to do in a while, a review. Now, you guys know we don't just take any product and review. Consumer electronics is pretty much commoditized nowadays, so products are pretty much the same. But when you hear that a company is being launched by Carl Pei, who was the co-founder of OnePlus before this, and it has investments from people like Tony Fadell, who invented the iPod, and many other dignitaries in tech, you sort of have to pick up their first product and take it for a spin. Now, the company is of course called Nothing, and I'm assuming you guys have heard of it already. And their first product is something called the Nothing Ear 1, which is a true wireless headphone. True wireless headphones are those tiny little earbud type devices, kind of like the Apple iPods. But the Nothing Ear 1 is smaller. And one thing I would say right at the start is that it looks strikingly different from anything else that is out there in the market. And I know design is subjective, but I have to admit that in the commoditized world of consumer electronics, anything that looks different and in a good way is quite refreshing. And the Nothing Ear 1 definitely fits that. What you see in the pictures is close to what you get, and that alone is saying a lot. Now here's the thing. In 2016, Apple launched the first iPhone SE. And we were all very, very excited about it because every report, every leak before that said that this will be a cheaper iPhone. But when Apple finally launched the SE, it was cheaper than regular iPhones, but it was still too expensive for India. And as a result, people didn't really buy it as much in the start. Now, what this means is that we essentially expected a lot from Apple, and the company didn't really deliver on those expectations. And the story is kind of the same with Nothing. Now, when you hear names like Carl Pei, Tony Fadell, and many others, you start expecting a really breakthrough device. Even though the price is only 5999, the hype around this device is simply because all of those people are involved. In reality, this is not a bad device. This is actually a really nice set of true wireless headphones, but many might be disappointed simply because they expected much more from legendary folks like this. So like I said, the Nothing Ear 1 is a pair of true wireless headphones. They're priced at 5999 and they have active noise cancellation. It's a feature that's not really common in the affordable ranges, but it's not unheard of either. What it means is that the headphones have actual circuitry which cut out the noise. So they listen for ambient noise and then they produce sound waves that will cut out that noise. It's really useful when you're listening to music, say on an airplane, when you're out on the road, and really, really useful when you take calls. And as far as the audio signature is concerned, it is what we call bright, which means that the high-pitched tones are sort of enhanced and, you know, it does better with them. Now, that doesn't mean that it does not produce good bass, it's just that it feels better on the highs. There is a equalizer preset in the app, but it does not allow too much customizability, another thing I would expect from these guys. But overall, I do like the audio quality. It does seem to fit what most people like. But it's definitely not something that I haven't heard in this price range before. Another thing is that the Ear 1 has pretty good soundstage. There were times when I sort of had to look back because the music was tuned in such a way that the audio was supposed to come from the back. But that was rare, of course. What I will say is that the Nothing Ear 1, given its affordable pricing, it's as close to good soundstage as it gets. What is soundstage, you ask? Imagine the 3D formation of a band on a stage. Soundstage is basically an aspect of audio that lets you imagine that 3D formation of a band or an orchestra while you're listening. Now, the best soundstage always comes from the most expensive and larger headsets. But as far as true wireless goes, nothing comes pretty close to what you can call good.
But the part that surprises me the most is the fact that these headphones did have some bugs. And I kind of expected nothing to come up with sort of a much more finished product. The active noise cancellation seemed to stop by itself at times, and I couldn't really figure out why. But more importantly, the music kept turning off when I was moving around or working out. And this happened very often on Apple Music, sometimes on Spotify as well. But it seems to be something that's happening on iPhones and not Androids. But of course, I cannot independently confirm that. I do know of at least one more person who has had these problems with an iPhone. I got two firmware updates, but it didn't really fix the issues as well.
And here again, bugs are also not uncommon in more affordable true wireless headphones. I just didn't expect them from nothing. What I would say is that in my experience, a lot of the cheaper headphones, the bugs continue and are sort of never fixed. I would expect nothing to fix them as soon as possible. I did also speak to the company's India head Manu Sharma, and you can read that interview on livemint.com, and he said that the company is its biggest competitor. They will not go after the regular competition and just launch products that everybody is, but they will have more products. The True Wireless is just sort of an entry point into the consumer electronics space. There are two features that do set the Nothing apart. So on the one hand, it uses Android Fast Pair, which means that it'll pair really easily with an Android phone. On iPhones too, it's pretty easy to pair. You just sort of open the box, press a button for a while, and the iPhone recognizes it. I know it sounds like something that should be there with every true wireless headphones, but believe me, it's not that common. The other thing is the app has a feature called Find My Buds. That's one thing that you don't see very often. So what this means is that if you have misplaced the buds in your home, if they're stuck between sofa cushions or something, you can use this feature and the buds will emit this noise, which will help you find them in your home. It's not GPS tracking, it's not like the Apple's AirTags. Now overall, we go back to what I said right at the beginning. They are a nice pair of true wireless headphones. But is this what we expected from Carl Pei and Tony Fadell? I don't think so. We did expect much more. So what I would essentially say is that if you're looking for a decent pair of true wireless headphones, yes, go ahead, you can buy something like the Nothing Ear 1. But if you had as big expectations as I did, yeah, it doesn't really fit that. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.